This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Ayah number 118. وقال الذين لا يعلمون. Those who do not know, they say. What do they say? لو لا يكلمون الله. Why does Allah not speak to us? أو تأتينا آية. Or there comes to us a sign. وقال, who says? الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, those people who do not know. Who are these people who do not have ilm? These people who do not have knowledge? They are the people who do not have knowledge of the scripture. So it is referring to the disbelievers of Mecca, the mushrikeen, the ummiyun, those who are ignorant. So it shows that an ignorant person is the one who does not know the book. So they say, لَوْلَا, why not? لَوْلَا is لَوْ, meaning why, or if, and لَا meaning not. لَوْلَا together gives a meaning of how come, why not? What's the reason why? لَوْلَا يُكَلِّمُنَا. يُكَلِّمُنَا is from the root letters كَافْ, لَمْ, مِيمْ. كَلَام, كَلِمَة, word, speech. كَلَّمَ, يُكَلِّمُ is to talk, to have a conversation with someone. So يُكَلِّمُنَا, he converses with us. He has a conversation with us. How come, who does not have a conversation with us? Allahu Allah. So in other words, they're objecting that how come Allah does not speak to us directly? And this was the objection of the people of Mecca. They would say this to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if the angel comes to you, if you say that the kalam of Allah is delivered to you, then how come it is not delivered to us? How come Allah doesn't talk to us directly? Or they said this, that how come Allah does not talk to us directly to just tell us simply that you are indeed His messenger? Is it really difficult for Allah? Why doesn't Allah just tell us that you are indeed the messenger of Allah? Or تَأْتِينَ آيَةٌ, an ayah comes to us. Ta'tina is from the root letters Hamza, Ta, Ya. What do they mean by ayah? A miracle, a sign. But which miracle? The miracle which they demanded. The miracle which they requested. Because if you think about it, miracles were given. For example, the Quran itself is a miracle. But they weren't just satisfied with this miracle. They wanted more miracles. So they said, how come every miracle that we demand, it is not shown to us, the sort that we demand? And why did they demand those particular miracles? Because they said, if we see these miracles, then we know that you're really truthful. Allah says, كَذَلِكَ, likewise, meaning in the same manner. قَالَ, he said. Who said? أَلَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, those people before them. Which people came before them? Those people who did not know whether they were from among the people of the book or other nations. That whenever a messenger was sent to a people, what was their demand? That Allah should speak to us. Or that miracles that we demand should be shown to us. So Allah says, كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ, just like their قول, just like their statement. So we see that the previous nations, they made the same demands. They said the same things. For example, the Bani Israel, what did they say? أَرِنَ اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً, show us Allah openly. And they went with Musa a.s. up on the Mount Tur, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa a.s. and they witnessed that. But still, what did they say? We want to see Allah. Now the people of Mecca, every now and then, they would come up and make demands. For example, this has been mentioned in great detail in Surah Bani Israel, ayahs 91-93. وَقَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا. And they say, we will not believe in you until you break open for us from the ground a spring. Now is that really something that you need to see in order to believe in someone? And then they said, أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وعنب فتفجر الأنهار خلالها تفجيرا. Or until you have a garden of palm trees and grapes and make rivers gush forth within them in force and abundance. And they went on saying, أو تسقط السماء كما زعمت علينا كسفا أو تأتي بالله والملائكة قبيلا. Or you make the heaven fall upon us in fragments, as you have claimed, or you bring Allah and the angels before us. أو يكون لك بيت من زخرف أو ترقى في السماء ولن نؤمن لرقيك حتى تنزل علينا كتابا نقرأه. Or you have a house of gold, or you ascend into the sky, and even then we will not believe in your ascension until you bring down to us a book that we may read. Now they themselves could not read, but still they would demand a book that they could read. Now one thing that we must remember is that the messengers, when they were sent, miracles were given just so that people know that yes, he is not an ordinary man. He is indeed a messenger of Allah. But people, they demanded one miracle after the other miracle. You see the list of demands that has been mentioned over here? It is as if the messenger is some magician who is supposed to perform this magic show so that you can believe in him. I mean, this is not why the messenger was sent. The truth should be recognized by the truth itself. Look at what the messenger is saying. And instead of believing in that, they would say, how come this doesn't happen? How come that doesn't happen? So we see over here that they had associated truthfulness to having a lot of dunya. Because if you look at the demands that they have made over here, that you should have a house of gold, you should have a garden, you should have this and you should have that. So many times people don't accept the truth. Why? Because it is coming from someone who is ordinary or seemingly ordinary. Somebody who doesn't have a high status in the dunya. And this is one of the reasons why the people denied Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you look at it, all of these arguments, all of these, you know, demands, they're useless. And it shows how arrogant they were. That we're not going to believe in you until and unless this happens and that happens. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told over here that this statement that they have made, this demand that they have made, it is nothing new. The people before them said the exact same thing. So what is happening to you now is not something new. This has always been the case of people. What is the reason? How come everybody has made the same demands? تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts resemble. The word تَشَابَهَتْ is from the root letters شِين بَهَا وَأُتُو بِهِ مُتَشَابِهَا. What does it mean? When things resemble each other, when they're similar to one another. So تَشَابَهَتْ, it resembled, it became similar, it is identical. What is identical? قُلُوبُهُمْ. قُلُوب is a plural of قَلْب. So whose hearts are identical? The hearts of the people who make these demands today and the hearts of the people who made the demands before from their messengers. Whether it was Bani Israel or it was another nation. So how are their hearts similar? Their hearts are similar in their rejection, in their objections, in their demand for signs, in their stubbornness upon their disbelief, upon their kufr. And we see that if the thinking is the same, then the actions are the same. If people think alike, they do similar actions. If they think alike, they say similar things as well. So the thinking, the mentality of the people back then was this, which is why they made these statements, which is why they made these claims. And if today the mentality is the same, despite thousands of years having gone, still they make the same demands. Allah says, قَدْ بَيَّنَّا الْآيَاتِ. Certainly, in fact, we have clarified the miracles, the signs. Meaning, because you might just wonder, you know, it would be simple if the miracles were sent. I mean, people would believe right away. The fact is, they wouldn't believe right away. Why? Because they were shown miracles. Isa alayhi salam, when he went to the Bani Israel, he didn't perform just one miracle. He showed many, many miracles. But did the Bani Israel believe in him? No. Musa alayhi salam performed so many miracles, but what did they do? They worshipped the calf. They said, we're not going to believe in you. Similarly, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Quran was the greatest miracle. And if a person would not believe by witnessing the Quran, then he's not going to believe. The moon was split. And this is a fact. The moon was split. They saw the moon split with their own eyes. But what did they say? This is magic. So Allah says, it's not that we're not going to send the ayahs. It's not that we're not going to send the miracle. We have sent the miracles. قَدْ بَيَّنَّا الْآيَاتِ بَيَّنَّا is from بَيَّنُون بَيَّن. What does that mean? To be clear. So بَيَّنَّا الْآيَاتِ, we have already made the signs, the miracles so clear. There is no need to meet all of their demands. But who is going to benefit from all of these ayat that have been shown? لِقَوْمِ يُقِنُونَ, for a people who have yaqeen, for a people who have conviction. The word yuqinun is from the root letters ya qaf noon. We have done the word yuqinun earlier as well. And yaqeen is to be certain, to be sure about something. It is said that yaqeen is such knowledge of something that is free from any doubt. Knowledge about something that is free from any doubt. When a person is 100% sure, when a person is convinced. So only those people who have yaqeen, who have yaqeen in who? In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Messenger of Allah, in the signs of Allah. They're the ones who see the ayat. They're the ones who clearly benefit from the ayat. And on the other hand, a person who does not have yaqeen, no matter how many signs are shown to him, he is not going to believe. For example, in Surah Yunus, ayah 101, we learn, قُلِ انظُرُوا مَاذَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا تُغْنِي الْآيَاتُ وَالنُّذُرُ عَنْ قَوْمِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Say, observe what is in the heavens and the earth. Look around you. Look at the heavens and the earth. These are all signs. These are all miracles. Ayat kawni. But of no avail will be signs or warners to a people who do not believe. So a person who does not believe, who has made up his mind that I'm not going to believe, no matter how much you prove to them, no matter what you show to them, they're not going to be convinced. We see that many people, they read the Quran, they study the Quran, but it affects them all differently. How much does the Quran affect a person? Because Quran is also an ayah, right? How much does the Quran affect a person? Depending on the level of his yaqeen. Depending on the level of the certainty of a person. The more yaqeen a person has that yes, indeed this is true. Yes, indeed this is best for me. Why? Because Allah has said. Then he is going to benefit. And if he says, yeah, but, then what's going to happen? He's not going to benefit. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is absolutely no doubt in it. When you study the Quran, study with yaqeen so that you can benefit. Surah Muhammad, ayah number 17, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوُوا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. And those people who are guided, He increases them in guidance and gives them their righteousness. When are they guided? When they have yaqeen. So what do we learn from this verse? That those people who do not wish to believe, what do? They argue with falsehood. They argue with falsehood. They say, how come Allah doesn't talk to us? I mean, who are you? You're only a person. Huh? They say, how come, you know, the miracles that we have demanded, they're not shown to us? This is all falsehood. It doesn't make any sense. Miracles have been shown. Signs have been shown. But a person who does not believe, he's not going to take a lesson. Similarly, we learn from this ayah that a person who does not accept the truth, does not submit to the truth, who is he? Who is he according to this ayah? الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. They are ignorant. They are ignorant. Also, another very important lesson that we learn from this ayah is from the part of the ayah, تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts resemble one another. Their hearts are alike. What does that show? What does that show? But they are saying the same thing because their hearts are the same. They think the same. They are similar. It shows that people cannot be united unless and until they think the same. They have the same goal. They have the same vision. And when we think differently, then we cannot come together on a platform. Also we see from the same part of the ayah that Allah says, كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ. What is being spoken about? Their qawl. This is how the previous people said. This is exactly what the previous people said. تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts resemble. Not their statements resemble. What does that show? That what is in the heart comes out. What is in the heart comes out. Their statement is mentioned, and then Allah says, their hearts resemble. Not their statements resemble. Why? Because if the heart thinks a particular way, then the words, they come out. And they represent what is in the heart. So what we say shows what is in our hearts. What we speak shows what is in our hearts. Inna arsalnaka bilhaq. Indeed, we have sent you with the truth. We have sent who? Who does you refer to? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the word arsalnaka is from the root letters ra, sin, lam. The word rasul, rusul, they're all from the same root. What does it mean? To send someone. So arsalnaka, we have sent you. But in particular, it is to send someone with a message. Risala is to send with a message. So indeed we have sent you bilhaq, with the truth. We have sent you, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the truth. What does it mean by this? Meaning, we have sent you with that which is truth. What you have brought to the people is indeed the truth. What you have brought to the people is indeed the truth. What you have been sent with is the truth. Inna arsalnaka bilhaq. And what is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was he sent with? What was he given to deliver to us? The Quran, as well as the non-Quranic wahi. The non-Quranic wahi. Because remember, there are two types of revelation. The first is that which you read in the Quran, that which is preserved in the Quran. And the second form is that which is not in the Quran, but it was also revealed to the Prophet ﷺ. Because the Prophet ﷺ would not speak out of his own desires. Everything that he taught us came from who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, in the Quran, you will not find how to pray salah. Right? You will not find, say, Allahu Akbar first, then say, you know, this tasbih, and then this thana, then Surah Al-Fatiha, then this. No. Where do we learn that from? From the Sunnah. Similarly, we have been commanded to give the zakat. But on what exactly? How much exactly? These details were not given. Where do we learn that from? From the Sunnah. And the Prophet ﷺ, just as he didn't make up the Quran himself, similarly, he did not make up all of these teachings himself. So, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ, with the Quran as well as the non-Quranic wahi. Both of these are what? The truth. From who? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have sent you as a bashiran, as a bearer of good news. Bashir is one who gives bashara. Remember the word bashir? Bushra, good news. So bashir is one who gives good news. We have sent you as someone who delivers good news. To who? To the people. Of what? Of Jannah. Of reward. Why? So that they can believe. So that they can increase in their obedience. And we have also sent you as وَنَذِيرًا, and as a warner. Nadir is from the root letters Noon, Dhal, Ra. Noon, Dhal, Ra. And what does this mean? To warn. And remember, it is warning that is given before time. It's not given too late. It's given before time so that the person can do something to save himself. So we have sent you as a nadir, meaning to warn the people so that they can do something to save themselves from the punishment of the hereafter. So what is the warning about? The warning is about the punishment of the hereafter. So we have sent you with the truth as a bearer of good news and also as a warner. Good news for those who do righteous deeds and warning for those who disobey Allah. وَلَا تُسْأَلُوا And you will not be questioned. تُسْأَلُوا is from the root letter seen Hamza Lam, سُؤَال. And سُؤَال is to question. So لَا تُسْأَلُوا You are not going to be questioned. Meaning you, O Prophet ﷺ, are not going to be questioned about who? عَنْ about أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ The people of the fire. The people of the hellfire. Meaning those people who are going to end up in the hellfire, you're not accountable for them. It's not your fault. Your duty is only to convey the message. And the duty of the people is to accept and follow. And if a person doesn't do that, and he ends up in the hellfire, it's not your fault. Your job is to convey. The word ashab is a plural of sahib. And the word jahim, have you heard of this word before? What does it mean? Hellfire. Jahim is from the root letters Jim Ha Meem. Jim Ha Meem. Jahm. Jahama. Jahm means it is used for the staring of a lion. When a lion stares at its prey. Have you ever seen that scene? When a lion stares at its prey. How does it do that? How does it do that? Hidden behind something, with its eyes fixed on the prey, doesn't blink the eyes, and just in that gaze, in that stare, you know, it's so scary. Even when you look at it, you get scared. Although it's not coming after you, just look at it on TV or something, and just looking at it scares you. It frightens you. And we learn about the hellfire, that إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ كَانَتْ مِرْصَادًا Jahannam is lying in wait, as if it is staring at those people who are going to end up in it. Jahama is the staring of the lion. Also it has been said that Ajham is used for a person who is red-eyed. Ajham is a person who is red-eyed. When do you have red eyes? When you're angry. Similarly, when a person has a fever, when they're very hot, what happens? Eyes go red. When they're very tired, when they're very sleepy, the eyes, when they're red, they're also very hot. They're also very warm. So Jahim is a place that is extremely hot and fiercely burning. So you will not be questioned about the people who will end up in the hellfire. It's like if there is a person, if there is an animal, and a lion is staring at it. And if that person finds out, if the animal finds out that the lion is staring at it, what is it going to do? It's going to run. It's going to do something to save itself. But if he doesn't, what's going to happen? He's going to be caught by the lion. So similarly, these people, they have been given the warning, and if they don't do anything to save themselves, is it your fault? No. It's their fault. They're eventually going to be caught. وَلَا تُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ You will not be questioned about the people who end up in the hellfire. So what do we learn from this ayah? What's the first lesson that we learn from this ayah? إِنَّ أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ What do we learn from this part of the ayah? Everything that the Prophet ﷺ has taught us is indeed the truth. And truth means that which is not doubted in, meaning you don't doubt it. It's not something doubtful. It's not something that is mixed with falsehood. It is the reality. It is the truth. And avoiding it, turning away from it, is not going to help us. Also we learn that in the Quran, there is good news and there is also warning. There is encouragement and there is also threat of punishment. Why? Because these are the two things that we human beings need all the time. We need to be encouraged to do something good We need to see the benefit of what we're doing so that we can do it. And also we need to see what is the harm of not doing something if we don't do it. So there is warning and there is good news. Also we learn from this ayah that the job, the work of a da'i, of a person who calls people to Allah, is to only convey the message. It is to only convey the message. We cannot force people to believe. We cannot force people to accept. In the previous ayah we learned that people would demand one miracle after the other. How come this and how come not that? Why don't you show these miracles to us? So similarly, when a person is doing da'wah, when a person is calling others to the deen of Allah, what do people do? Sometimes they don't accept and you can't force it upon them. In Surah Al-Qasas, ayah number 56, Allah says to the Prophet ﷺ, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You cannot guide the one whom you love. A person whom you really want to be guided, you cannot force guidance upon them. It is in the hands of Allah. Also we learn that who receives good news? A person who accepts the haq. A person who follows the haq. And who is the warning for? A person who does not accept the haq. There is a hadith that is mentioned in At-Tirmidhi in which the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ سَرَّتْهُ حَسَنَتُهُ وَسَاءَتْهُ سَيِّئَتُهُ فَذَٰلِكُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُ. The person whose good actions make him feel happy. A person whose good deeds, they make him happy. And his wrong actions make him feel bad. Who is he? Then he is the mu'min. He is the believer. Who is a believer according to this hadith? A person whose good deeds make him happy. And his bad deeds make him feel bad. They make him sad. Such a person is a believer. And when do you become happy with the good deeds that you do? When you learn about the good news, the bushra. And when do you become sad about the bad deeds that you've done? When you learn about the warning. So a person whose good actions make him happy and his wrong actions make him feel bad, he is the believer. And this is reported in At-Tirmidhi. Let's listen to the recitation.
بديع السماوات والأرض وإذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. وقال الذين لا يعلمون لولا يكلمنا الله أو تأتينا آية. كذلك قال الذين من قبلهم مثل قولهم تشابهت قلوبهم قد بينا الآيات لقوم يوقنون. إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا ولا تسأل عن أصحاب الجحيم.